increased funding for local councils and education in 2026 national budget. And vaccination drive underway against fresh Ebola outbreak in southern Congo. Good afternoon. We're news at 13 hours. I am Christabel Kamono. Governance expert Wesley Mianda has called on Speaker of the National Assembly Nelly Muti to grant Chawama Member of Parliament Tasira Lungu additional time to return to Parliament as 6 days remain before her current deadline lapses. On July 25, 2025, Speaker Muti wrote that Ms. Lungu, who is currently in South Africa mourning her late father, former President Edgar Lungu, must resume her parliamentary duties either within 14 days after his burial or within 14 days following the opening of the fifth session of the 13th National Assembly or risk losing her seat. Speaking to RCV News in Lusaka today, Mr. Mianda says that it is likely that the given ultimatum might expire even before she reports back to Parliament due to ongoing circumstances surrounding her father's burial. Her stay away from Chawama constituency may not be deliberate, as of now, as the burial impasse of her father is still ongoing, her decision is only determined by the outcome of the court, said Mr. Mianda. Mr. Mianda further said that under the current circumstances, it may be appropriate for the Speaker to suspend the deadline until the burial of the late former President is concluded.
Because of that kind of lenience on her, according to the Speaker's discretion. So we are saying that Sila is actually still mourning the father, and we know some of us that have lost parents, how it feels to lose a parent. And we cannot actually be so inhuman to say no, that Sila actually should lose the Chawama seat because of ABC. Let's give her time and see how she can conclude the father's funeral, and then from there, I think they have a way out.
The National Health Insurance Management Authority, NIMA, has commenced a pilot rollout of instant cards printing solutions for members of the National Health Insurance Scheme, NIMA, accredited healthcare providers and the public countrywide. The authority says the new system allows eligible members to receive their NIMA membership cards instantly at the point of registration or when accessing NIS services. These new cards are official and legitimate, fully recognized and valid for accessing health services under the NIS, said NIMA Head Public Relations King Siajiga in a statement issued to RCV News in Lusaka today. Mr. Siajiga said NIMA has confirmed that both the new instant cards and the existing centrally printed cards remain valid and there's no need for members to replace their current cards. He also said notable features of the new card is the inclusion of the member's national registration card in RC number, which is aimed at improving member identification. Mr. Siajiga also emphasized that despite this addition, biometric verification, specifically fingerprint scanning, remains the primary method of member identification, with the card serving as a supplementary tool. He further urged all healthcare providers and service assistants to recognize both versions of the NIMA cards as valid and to continue offering services to members accordingly.
The National Health Insurance Management Authority, NIMA, would like to inform members of the National Health Insurance Scheme, NHIS, stakeholders, NIMA accredited healthcare providers and the public, that it has commenced a pilot rollout of instant card printing solutions countrywide. As part of this pilot rollout, eligible members will receive their NIMA membership cards printed on demand at the point of registration and when accessing the NHIS services. These new cards are official and legitimate, fully recognized and valid for accessing health services under the NHIS.
As Finance Minister Sumbeko Mosokotrone prepares to present the 2026 National Budget later this Friday, September 26, 2025, a Lusaka-based clergyman has called for greater budgetary focus on local councils and the education sector. Speaking to RCV News in Lusaka today, Pastor in charge of the Redeemed Christian Church of God in Lusaka, Patrick Osagi, emphasized the critical role of the local government councils in driving grassroots development and urged government to increase allocations to them in the forthcoming budget. Without adequately funded and functional local councils, national development efforts risk being top-heavy and disconnected from the needs of the people, said Pastor Osagi. Pastor Osagi also highlighted education as another key area that must not be overlooked in the 2026 budget. He has since urged government to prioritize increased funding for the sector, particularly to expand bursary and scholarship schemes for students from low-income backgrounds.
I feel that we need to, the whatever allocation should be made in the country, should be directed at local councils. And they are the ones that are right in front of the people, and they are the ones in front of the national development agenda. So I will say that whatever allocation needs to be made, I think it should be focused on local councils. You know, I know they tried a lot before when it comes to the CDF, but I think more should be done in terms of capacity building, in terms of financial allocation, in terms of skills development when it comes to the local council. And then the other one is the issue of education. I want to see more allocation to our students. You know, they are our future. We need to be able to ensure that more people are able to get into the bursary scheme and nobody should be left behind.
The Zambia National Marketeers Credit Association, ZANAMARCA, has commended government for its consistent, transparent and impact disbursement of the Constituency Development Fund, CDF, citing its transformative effect on communities across the country. ZANAMARCA President Mopiela Kamea highlighted the recent handover of 119 fully equipped ambulances to rural constituencies as a testament to government's commitment to addressing the real needs of its citizens. Mothers in labor, children battling illnesses and families in emergencies now have access to emergency medical transport that was once unimaginable, said Mr. Kamea in a statement issued to RCV News in Lusaka today. Meanwhile, Mr. Kamea has also commended government for the increased budgetary allocation to the Constituency Development Fund, CDF, from 25.7 million kwacha in 2022 to 36.1 million kwacha in 2025. He emphasized that what sets this progress apart is the timely and consistent disbursement of the funds, which has empowered communities to effectively plan and implement local projects without unnecessary delays. Mr. Kamea has urged all citizens, particularly marketeers and informal traders, to take ownership of these development initiatives to ensure their long-term impact, inclusivity and sustainability.
This unprecedented increase of more than 1,500% since 2021 represents historic growth that clearly demonstrates the government's deliberate and unwavering commitment to taking development closer to the people. Tangible impact on communities. The impact of the CDF is visible and life-changing across Zambia.
We now join Chela Silwamba with the latest on the money markets.
It's a good afternoon to listeners on the Morning Radio Station. You update up for business side on a Monday. Quickly against the currency, pound strong at 1.35, 1.17 euro. China 7.11, India 8.31, South African rand 17.26, and looks like the inquiry on rand so much on demand minus the banks. The stock markets, we have a Dow Jones 4, 6, 5, 2, 8, 9, 2, 2, London Stock Exchange and 25.132. Lucy, very active Lucy across the 21 companies listed there. I won't even pick up one, of course, the EC appearing on that. Chilaga Cement is then, and Akoshe has been changing hands as well. Commodity side, I'm looking at the copper price bounces back to $10,000 this time, 3726 gold an ounce, 15229 nickel, and I'm looking at maize, which is $24 a ton, 519 soybeans, 7150 cocoa lovers, and 1020 soybeans. That is near my 66.36 that is Brent crude, and 62.37 that is a jet fuel. Now, the Karakwacha looks like it stalls, just a minimal depreciation, 24.18 stalls there since morning, so looks like that's where we are for now. It won't go above 24.50 or 24.60. No. They easily bring it down, because the banks, the bureaus are selling as low as 24, buying 23.60. Enjoy your lunch. It's a good quarter, and stock market's rumbling. And of course, as the quarter holds, enjoy your lunch. It's bye-bye.
Thank you, Chela, for that update. In African news, the World Health Organization